I'm a grateful believer. I'm an alcoholic who hasn't had a drink in 32 years, working on 33. So something works around here. And my name is Ron. Hey, everybody. Tonight we're on lesson 6, which follows lesson 5. And it's called Action. Into Action. Action Jackson. We've moved on to Principle 3 and Step 3. So let's read those if we have them. I guess they're on your sheet here. Principle 3. Consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. Happy are the meek. Matthew 5:5. Step 3. We made a decision to turn our lives and our wills over to the care of God. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Romans 12:1. So, step 3, principles 3, we're at tonight, so that means that we've worked, hopefully, if you're working through the steps or listening to the lessons. If you haven't, I highly recommend you get involved in a step study. It's kind of a good thing here. Kind of gets you off and rolling. Shows you what it's all about. But step 1, we admitted that we were powerless over our issues, and our lives had become unmanageable, and we weren't. Capable of doing much about it, it seemed like. Step 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. So we started that journey, and tonight we're going to talk about making the decision and the choice to commit my life and will to Christ's care and control, to accept Jesus Christ as my higher power, and invite him in my heart, and then move on in the Christian life and what that means from there on, to help me with my issues, my problems that I've been having, and that's the answer. But even after taking the first two steps, we can still be stuck in the cycle of failure that keeps us bound by guilt, anger, fear, and depression. Tonight we're going to see how to get unstuck. How do we get past those old familiar negative barriers of pride, fear, guilt, worry, and doubt? Those barriers that keep us from taking this step. The answer is action. And principle 3 is all about action. It states we choose to commit. Making a choice requires action. So I'd like to say a little prayer at this point before we kind of get rolling here. Dear Jesus, I just thank you for this opportunity to share. Help me to get out of my own way and just teach the words that you want to teach and the ideals and principles that you stand for and teach, and just help me be a channel of that tonight. And we just love you and praise you and thank you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. So, action. One thing about CR, it's not a spectator sport. It's not a spectator program. It's not a come to the sermon once a week and go have your chicken dinner and go home and spend the rest of the week doing whatever. It's get involved, hopefully do a step study, work the steps, work the program, do your homework, make that a sacred thing that you actually do it, not just commit to it, and start turning your life around. Most people are here for a reason. Took quite a bit probably even to get here, and there's some answers here, but it does require some work and doing action, and very key, very important starting point. Almost everyone knows the difference between right and wrong, but most people don't like making decisions. We just follow the crowd because it's easier than making the decision to do what we know is right. We procrastinate making commitments that will allow change to occur from the pain of our hurts, hang-ups, and habits. And it's the pain, I hate to say, that usually finally gets us here. It's the pain that motivates us to finally do something about our issue. I look at it, I finally quit banging my head in the wall and hurting myself and trying something else. And then get back to following Christ and the things I should be doing. Do you know that to not decide is to decide? Do you know putting off the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your higher power, Lord, and Savior really is making the decision not to accept Him at all? Principle 3 is like opening the door. All you need is the willingness to make the decision. Christ will do the rest. He said in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." And that brings us to tonight's acrostic, which is the word action. And the first letter A stands for accept Jesus Christ as your higher power and Savior. Make the once-in-a-lifetime decision to ask Jesus into your heart. Make the decision to establish that personal relationship with your higher power that He so desires. Now is the time to choose to commit your life. God is saying, make it today. Satan says, do it tomorrow. Put it off. Or don't do it at all. Romans 10:9 says, God's word tells us, if you declare with your lips Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. C, next word in action or letter in action is C. It's only after you make this decision that you can begin to commit to start asking and following His will. That's the C of the word action. And I look at this principle three. I notice right from the beginning, I call it the C principle. Like almost every word in there starts with C. Consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. And it's the C principle because hopefully it's a lot of C's, but also hopefully you will see it's the beginning. You know, the scales will come from your eyes and you'll see the truth about accepting Jesus as your higher power if you haven't done that yet. And in CR, that's what we promote and teach and who our higher power is. And so hopefully you will see that. I would venture that all of us here tonight have tried to run our lives on our own power and will and found it to be less than successful. If it had been successful, we probably wouldn't be here. In principle three, we change our definition of willpower. Willpower becomes the willingness to accept God's power to guide your life. We come to see that there is no room for God if we are full of ourselves. So we need to empty out the you, empty out the me, and fill it with God, fill it with Jesus. Also, I like that we change our willpower to our willingness. If our willpower won't do it, then let's be willing, change that to use Christ's willpower, lean on Him, and replace that trying so hard to keep beating our head in the wall to beat this game, and be willing to open up to Jesus and what He teaches and tells us. Psalms 143:10 says, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground." T, letter T in action, stands for turn it over. Let go and let God. You have heard that phrase many times in recovery. It doesn't say just let go of some things to God. It doesn't say just let go of, turn over only the big things. Proverbs 3:6 tells us, "In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success." In everything you do, not just the big things, not just the little things, everything. You see, Jesus Christ doesn't want a relationship with just part of you. He wants a direct relationship with all of you. And I love this, my favorite verse, Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus, he says, "Come to me and I will give you rest, all of you who work so hard beneath a heavy yoke. Wear my yoke, for it fits perfectly. And let me teach you, for I am gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your souls, for I give you only light burdens." And I just love that when I saw that, rest for my soul, when I was hurting so bad and beating my head in the wall and getting nowhere, that just rung out to me. My soul needed some rest. And I appreciated so much finding that rest. And it's been awesome. And that's the stuff I couldn't trade for $1 million. I also, I learned something along the way here in my journey that giving things to God, and something's bugging me, I lose sleep over, or I just can't get it off my mind, it's driving me nuts, I'm getting crazy. And that's the God can. I can't, but God can. So you write it down. You write down what your issue is, and put it in here. I put a little dough in here too at the same time. So there's a nice little $20 bill in that one. Wow, you know, I was getting so much money in there. Now sometimes I'm cheap. You know, I just put a quarter, but. Maybe that's a small problem, I don't know. But anyway, so I put the, I got my can, and I just pray over it. God, I can't do this. You can. Here it is. And I put the whole thing in here, and it's his. I lay it at his feet and try to move on to the next thing, next right thing. The next letter in action is I. It's only the beginning. In the third principle, we make the initial decision to accept Christ as our personal Savior. Then we can make the commitment to seek and follow God's will. The new life that begins with this decision is followed by a lifelong process of growing as a Christian. Philippians 1:6 puts it this way, "God who began the good work within you will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished," which I suppose is when we pass, but it's a lifelong project, but that's fine. I need something to do. I like to compare the third principle to buying a new house. First, you make the decision to buy the house, but that's only the beginning. There are still more steps that you need to take before you actually move into the house. You need to go to the bank and apply for the loan. You need to get an appraisal. You need to complete escrow. You need to contract a moving company. You need to contact utility companies and on, all before you're ready to move in. And I add to that, most of us get a realtor to do that to help us, because we don't know, we don't do that every day. It's not our game, and we need some help. And we get a realtor, and we get the escrow people, and he leads us to this and that. And it's the same thing here. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. My realtor is here. Is you guys, is this program. It shows me and tells me the next step I have to do and the right things to do. Because I'll get, if I'm just out there on my own, believe me, I will get it messed up. So I need direction. I need people that have gone before me. I need this program that is definitely millions of people all over the world has helped. And a place to come and help others, to be here. Once I sort of get things settled in, then hopefully I can come and help somebody else and keep that going. It's not just for me to get well and then run off, you know, to Hawaii and call it good. There's work to be done. So there's also then the continued action. The first action, yes, was to commit my will and my life to Christ. That's just the beginning. There's then, I like my sponsor had a saying, think with your feet. And what that means is sometimes just shut this off. Quit thinking and just do something. Clean your house. Call somebody. Just go to a meeting. Don't think about it. Don't sit and stew in that stew that you can get into and worry about or what's really happening here or do I really need this and or just get into the negative funk where pretty soon we're thinking about the things we came here to get away from, because that's what we did in our lives on the Natch to help ourselves, doing drugs and alcohol and porn and eating and all the stuff that we get, gambling, all the stuff that we get into. And we can sometimes slowly, you know, it's do something and call people. There's get a sponsor, get a accountability partner. That's why here to learn what the things to do and work a step, join a step study, and on. To me, there's two kinds of action involved here. And the first one is sort of the mental, the thinking, the decision, the choice, and it can be verbal and mental and all that. The second one then is to physically move. Physically, I've made the decision to make Jesus the Lord of my life, and now, and how do I do that then? I can't just stop there. And again, that's why I'm here to do the things. Make it to meetings, make it to step study, make these things sacred. They will save your life. Part of our problem is we just never can commit to anything and hang with it. We were this one time and that something else. And so it's make the commitment, be there. It's things like when you say you're going to be somewhere, be there. You say you're going to be there at a certain time, be there at that time, and on. Just things that some of us, myself too, can get a little bit sideways with. But it's one reason too, New Year's resolutions are cheap. I mean, it's all kind of a joke on New Year's because, you know, we're all making the commitment to lose weight, to eat right, to exercise, and a month, I mean, so that's a commitment, and that is a choice, and we've done that action, that's great, but then it's not followed by the rest of the actions to find a diet, to buy the food, to actually do that, to, you know, and that type of thing, and to continue to do it. And something's got to make it sacred that we keep doing it. Oh, recovery is not a three-principle program. Principle three is only the exciting beginning of a new life, a life we live in a new way, one day at a time. Letter O in action stands for one day at a time. Our recoveries happen one day at a time. If we remain stuck in the yesterday or constantly worry about tomorrow, we will waste the precious time of the present. And it is only in the present that change and growth can occur. We can't change yesterday, and we can only pray for tomorrow. Jesus gave us instructions for living this philosophy. And this is Matthew 6:34. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Believe me, if I could go back and change the past, I would. I'd be a better father. I'd be a better husband. I'd be a better steward of my money. That one can drive me crazy. All the money I've thrown away gambling and drinking and running around and in my prime when I should have been caring about my family. And it was all about me. I was full of me. And claimed to be a Christian, but I really wasn't. That's why I say I might go to church once in a while, but there was no real life there. But I can't change that, and neither can you. I also can worry about the future. I can worry about the economy and what's going to happen and get all crazy with that so that I'm in my bed with the covers pulled over and I don't even want to get out of bed, especially now. I mean, it's the day of COVID where we're all home a lot, you know. It's how many days do you wear your pajamas without dressing? How many days do you go without a shower without, you know? That's the fifth day. I still smell pretty good, I think. And it just takes too long to get, you know, you get all wet, you get dry, and, you know, yuck. Anyway, I digress. So it's always now. It's never tomorrow. You got to do it now. Tomorrow never comes. Yesterday's gone. It's a dream. We have it backwards. You know, we say, well, tomorrow I'm going to start the diet. Tomorrow I'm going to go try to get that job. Tomorrow I'm going to go to a CR meeting and try to straighten out my life. It should be the other way around. Tomorrow I'll drink. You know, tomorrow I'll use drugs. Tomorrow I'll look at porn. Tomorrow I'll eat. I used to go to the store and buy every candy bar. And, you know, I'd just have my Saturday eat day when I fought all the things, I guess, here that we're fighting. And I would come home and take that bag of candy and just throw it on the bed. Throw it on the bed and sit down and start eating. And anyway, so do that tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes, you know. Do today the good things. Put off, if you're jonesing for a drink or eating or whatever, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll eat that bag full of candy. Today I'm going to take care of myself, try to do something positive. Do a positive action, call somebody, do something, clean the house, and take care of it, the bad thing tomorrow. But I can and do live in today, and I can, again, with Jesus Christ's guidance and direction, make a difference in the way I live today, and so can you. You can make a difference one day at a time. Wrap up, the last letter, N. N is for next step. The next step is to ask Jesus into your life to be your higher power. How? It's very simple. Pastor Rick Warren has developed an easy way for you to establish a spiritual base, B-A-S-E, for your life. Ask yourself the following four questions, and if you answer yes to all of them, pray the prayer that follows. That's it. That's all you have to do. And base B, the letter B, do I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and showed he was God by coming back to life? 1 Corinthians 15:2-4. The A in base, do I accept God's free forgiveness for my sins? Romans 3:22. S, do I switch to God's plan for my life and not my own? Mark 1:16, Romans 12:2. E, do I express my desire for Christ to be the director of my life. Romans 10:9. That's the base questions. If you are ready to take this step, in a minute we will pray together. If you have already taken this step, use this prayer to recommit to continue to seek and follow God's will. I'm going to say a little prayer here first before we do that. Dear God, there are some here this evening that need to make the decision to commit their lives into your hands, to ask you into their hearts as their Lord and Savior. Give them the courage to silently do so right now in this moment. It is the most important decision that they will ever make. Amen. So pray with me. I'm going to say this prayer. I'll say a phrase and repeat it in your heart if that's where you're at tonight. And I would ask everybody that already is there to repeat it out loud so that they can either repeat it out loud and or in their heart silently. But let's pray this prayer. Dear God, I believe you sent your Son Jesus to die for my sins. So I can be forgiven. I'm sorry for my sins. And I want to live the rest of my life the way you want me to. Please put your Spirit in my life to direct me. Amen. If you made the decision to invite Christ into your life, let someone know. And you can let me know. I'd love to talk to you after the meeting, or Jack, or anybody with it wearing a lanyard. I'd also like to say that if you didn't make that decision, it's new, and there's a lot of information, a lot of stuff here going on, and that's fine. You know, that's not, you're welcome. I love the way that step two is written. It says we came to believe in a power greater than ourselves. And to me, that's a moving target. I was here quite a while and had to really admit I was an alcoholic and to again return my life over to the care of God and accept Jesus. I just had to be here a while and let stuff sink in. It's a lot of stuff. But commit to coming and make it sacred. Be here week after week. I beg you to join a step study that they're going to be starting, and get involved with that, and do the homework, and just see what's going on, and go to the small groups and listen and talk there if you can, and by doing that, hopefully you will come to believe also. Love you all. Thank you so much for listening tonight.